Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Brr. Little chillier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little chilly throughout the day, actually. Which makes me think, might be a good day to make chili.
Oh, I like the way you're thinking.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Consumer inflation expectations hold steady. Job security numbers actually improve. That's a good thing. Woo! What a contest last night, huh? Went into overtime. Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime 22-19. And Zoran Mamdani, he's picking out really great people to surround him in this new administration. Here's one of his top picks. Okay, so he happens to be an ex-con. All right.
Grace, forgiveness. Right?
Give the guy a break, okay? Yep. Okay. Ex-con rapper. He served 7 years for armed robbery.
Okay, did his time. Did his time. Okay.
And he is going to be, because who would be better suited than anyone else, to be the criminal justice advisor on the transition team.
Wow.
Yeah, Zoran Mamdani hits another home run. Yeah. Huh. And
that's interesting.
Yep, you get what you vote for, people.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Trump administration going to use $11 billion of tariff revenue as aid for farmers. He announced this yesterday with the Ag Secretary, Brooke Rollins, and this will economically give some aid to some farmers that have been struggling. And he said, I'm delighted to announce this afternoon the United States will be taking a small portion of the hundreds of billions of dollars we receive in tariffs for this relief. Trump estimated that considering the automobile plant and AI investments that the U.S. are taking in part because of the tariff strategy, the real number the U.S. taking in from tariffs is in the trillions. So this is $11 billion going to farmers. I'm not sure how they spread that money out. I don't know what the nomenclature is. Is it based on acreage, what you grow, a recent past performance or lack thereof due to weather and other conditions? I don't know. Sounds like it could get complicated.
Yeah.
But help is on the way for those that are struggling. So that's a good thing. Yeah. America needs their farmers. Got to take care of the farmers. What else is going on? SCOTUS. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson argued that the President of the United States should not be able to fire government experts, I love that word, such as scientists, doctors, economists, and PhDs, and she claimed that it is not in the best interest of the American citizens.
Is this the woman who couldn't tell you what a woman was?
Yes, I think it is, yes.
But she's going to rely on the PhDs and the doctors and the experts.
Yeah, I don't know if that's kind of her a partisan approach to it or whether she really doesn't see the issue clearly.
Yeah.
She has to understand that if you have people in these high positions in these areas, like the EPA, for instance,
sure,
they can work very, very hard and make life very difficult and undermine whoever the president is,
absolutely,
whether it's Trump or anybody else.
Yep.
So for a president to want somebody in there that may be a little bit more like-minded, who's going to help fulfill whatever that particular agenda is, mm-hmm, why the person got elected to begin with, that should supersede this, you know, keeping people in these positions.
They can basically supersede his, well, the agenda that the people voted for.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, makes sense.
And so, and look, here's the fear that things will become overly partisan, you know?
Yeah.
But if you have so-called experts, which that's a tough term, I mean,
Fauci.
Because, well, one, yeah, Fauci, yeah, one expert, you know, can give you a different opinion than another expert.
Yep.
Now, does one lack expertise, or is it on that particular question? Can they both be somewhat right?
Well, so the fact that you made that point kind of makes what she's saying partisan, because you're depending on what doctor, what PhD, what person versus the one that people voted for.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm going with partisan.
This is during oral arguments that were taking place. This is Trump versus Slaughter. While talking to a U.S. solicitor, John Sauer, Jackson said that she did, quote unquote, not understand why agencies aren't answering to Congress. Jackson pointed out that Congress established them and can eliminate them. The oral arguments come after the Supreme Court in September allowed President Donald Trump to remove Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, the former commissioner of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. She said, I don't really understand why the agencies aren't answering to Congress. Congress established them, can eliminate them. Congress funds them and can stop. So to the extent that we're concerned that there's some sort of entity that is out of control and has no control, I guess I don't understand that argument. Okay. She continued to point out that Sauer's argument on behalf of the Trump administration seemed to revolve around the idea that there's some kind of thing happening with the independent agency. That's the reason why the president needs to control it, because they don't answer to anybody. I guess I have a very different view of dangers and real-world consequences of your position than what you explored with Justice Kavanaugh. My understanding is that independent agencies exist because Congress has decided that some issues, some matters, some areas should be handled in this way by nonpartisan experts. You know, that's the thing. You determine, you tell me, you can't determine what a woman is,
yeah,
but you can tell me what a nonpartisan expert is.
Well, and depending who was in Congress at the time, left or right, they determined with a partisan view who may be leading these organizations. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
It'll change come election time.
I love that, you know, this independent, they need to operate with independence. Yeah. Right. Like the Attorney General's office. I mean, you know, remember how they would always say, oh, it's completely independent. We don't, you know, answer to the president or whatever.
Obama's wingman?
Yeah.
That kind?
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So to say that, you know, where do you find these so-called experts that are not partisans?
Mm-hmm.
Do they exist? You should be able to get your people in the places if you say, you know, man. And maybe take a second look at, Congress. Maybe Congress should defund some of these organizations. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We'll continue to follow that one. And Greg Cassidy is here. Of course, bundle up. It's a little chilly. And we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Woo! Winter's here, baby! Break out the jackets!
Oh,
fire
really?
Up the fireplace! Oh, yeah, it's going to be that time.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's like 41 degrees in the Gainesville area, isn't it?
We're in the 40s, like all around, yep.
Mm-hmm. All around.
Yeah, 46 Ocala, 47 the Villages.
Wow. Well, good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We will warm the cockles of your heart this morning, all right?
Well, okay, if you say so.
Just via the radio, of course.
Okay, good.
It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Sonny's Barbecue. Who doesn't love that?
Oh, yeah.
The founder, Floyd Sonny Tillman, has passed away. The founder of Sonny started back in 1968, and he franchised it a few years later. He sold it to, he sold the whole thing, Kit Caboodle, back in 1988, but of course he'll always be attached to it. Mm-hmm. And Sonny started on Waldo Road in beautiful Gainesville, Florida, way back when, 1968. Yep. Well, I wonder, Waldo Road must have been like a just beyond a dirt road back
barely,
then.
Yeah.
They just had paving, was just invented.
I can imagine.
And he lost his wife a few years ago, 2021 actually, and she was 91.
Wow.
He's 96, and he passed actually officially, I believe, on the 7th, December 7th. So, rest in peace, Sonny. What a legacy he has left behind, not just with his restaurants, but with his family and stuff like that. And I never knew him personally. I have many friends who did. And, nothing but good things to say about mm-hmm. him and his life. So, yeah, indeed. Rest in peace. Trump is going to be campaigning hard. He's going to campaign like it's 2024, like partying like it's 1999.
Okay.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles revealed that President Donald Trump will get out and campaign like it's 2024 again for the midterms. And what a great strategy. What an essential strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've only got a few months to start to ingrain in the voters of what a great job Trump is doing. Once again, the lefty media will do their job of turning everything upside down, trying to feed any sort of negativity they can. They're trying to use this affordability thing. Never heard Biden talk about affordability when we had almost double-digit inflation. No, we did have double-digit inflation. So, yeah. During an interview on The Mom View, Wiles spoke about the 2026 celebration of the 250th anniversary of the U.S., the 2026 Winter Olympics, the FIFA World Cup. Hey, FIFA! Wiles also referenced how, instead of focusing on localizing midterm elections, the Trump administration would turn that approach on its head. Hey, I just mentioned that the founder of Sonny's Barbecue, Floyd Sonny Tillman, has passed away, and maybe there's a memory tied to this. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Wayne, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. I remember back in the 70s, my mom was in commercial real estate, and she sold him his first building in Tampa to expand. And I was very young at the time. I don't remember exactly, maybe seven, eight, nine, something like that. And I remember, though, that once he got the restaurant going and everything, it was in there, that every time we go visit, that he would just bombard me with desserts, free desserts all the time. He was a kind man. So that's my memory then.
Oh, I love that. That is probably the same Sonny's in Tampa that I get kicked out of. Yeah, they had an all-you-can-eat special, and it wasn't me per se, although I was doing a pretty good job. I was hanging out with these buddies of mine, still one of them, still a good friend, aspiring professional wrestlers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you imagine they trained a lot.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
big boys.
Ate a lot.
Yes. And finally, the manager came over and he said, almost like, no mas,
yeah,
I quit.
Right.
Please stop. And we all got a chuckle out of that and laughed peacefully.
Sure.
I mean, we were full at that point, but I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
To get kicked out of an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
That is funny.
Yeah. I blame others, of course.
Oh, of course, yes.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Gibb, good morning. You're on the air.
This is about Sonny. I was honored to meet him a long, long time ago and be a friend with him. And when he built the Sonny's here in Alachua, we got to meet every one of his kids, grandkids, and everything else that they all worked at this Sonny's up here. I got a email from Amy Sue Tillman, new daughter, and the funeral will be the viewing will be Monday, this next Monday, and the funeral will be Tuesday.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Gibb. We appreciate that. Yes, I believe that's the daughter I met at one time. Well, when I first came to the area looking for property,
yeah,
and stuff, and very, very pleasant, very nice lady. So, yeah, no, he's got a legacy for sure. Family, the business, of course. You know, he sold the whole thing in 1988, but I think he still. I know he had an active role for a while there. But yeah, I mean, he was 96 years old. I mean, you talk about a full.
Oh man, yeah,
a full life.
Mm-hmm.
6:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. We've got plenty to talk about. Bundle up. It is a wee bit chilly, as my mom would say. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Both got our mittens on, but it's going to warm up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a chilly start to the morning. Just be prepared for that. Some of your top stories, consumer inflation expectations. They're holding steady, but job security numbers are improving. That is a good sign. Last night in overtime, the Chargers beat the Eagles 22-19. Overtime. Heck of a game there. Locally, Sonny Tillman has passed away, the founder of Sonny's Barbecue back in 1968. He's passed away at the age of 96. Rest in peace. Lots of people that listen to the show have known him personally. And I've got friends that have known him personally and nothing but good things to say. He left a fantastic legacy behind, both in business and in his personal life and his family. So, you know, if you got to go, you go at 96 and you got, I don't know how many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, but, you know, I don't think he missed out on much. So this is a time of year where, you know, you've got to go to different events or you want to go to different events. You know, you got to party. Some might be related to work or business,
sure,
or, you know, go to, you know, your friend's house. Anyway, it's the holidays. And, you know, you want to be sociable. You want to participate. But you want to avoid something that some people have a little difficulty with. And it's the trick to saying a great goodbye. And experts are going to give you some advice on this. Okay, there's an art to bidding your host adieu. All right. Even if you're slipping out a little earlier than expected, and experts say it's a skill that can serve you well at any gathering, any time of the year. All right. Researchers have a name for this ending interaction. They call it leave-taking behavior. And it encompasses all the verbal and nonverbal ways that you signal you're saying goodbye. And there's two main components of any good exit, according to the experts. The first is an exit statement, also known as a departure statement. I'm telling you, these are going to be helpful. It's short to the point words that make it clear you're leaving. Heading out. It's time. Those are statements. Heading out. You're leaving. And it's important not to over-explain. You don't want to get into that. You don't want to use any qualifiers or hedgers. And whatever you do, don't say things like, well, I guess it's probably time to leave. Probably should get going. That opens you up. No. No, wait. Dick's going to make a toast. You can't leave yet.
Ah, as opposed to, I'm doing this.
Yes. We haven't brought out the cake yet. They're going to talk you into trying to stay. Oh, it's your sitter. Pay a few extra dollars. Come on, they'll love the money. It's the holidays.
Right.
So, no. The second part of this of leave-taking is expressing your gratitude to the host. And that's another straightforward, succinct two words. Amazing party. Or such fun. Great time. And you're done. And you can do, different order. You can vary from that a little bit. But, it's important. I'll tell you what. I have not mastered that art. Not even close. I have mastered another art, though. And it's in my DNA.
What's that?
In my defense. Uh-oh. It's called the Irish goodbye. Are you familiar with that?
I don't think so.
Okay. The Irish goodbye is when we're done, we're out of there. We don't even say goodbye. We just leave.
What?
Yes, because you saw me. We spent time together. I spent as much time as I could, and then I had to go. If I spend less time, then I use up some of that time, quote-unquote, saying goodbyes, which I don't usually enjoy. Now, if I'm not going to see somebody for a long time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's different.
It just seems a little rude not to thank them for having you
over. It probably is.
Boy, Bob, you're rude.
Well, I probably am.
But you're Irish.
Not intentionally.
No,
I just
that would be awkward for me.
It's kind of my, my nature. Like, when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. Like, my batteries are either on or off. And when I feel like my batteries are going down, I'm like, I'm out of there. Like,
see, we've got to make the rounds, give the hugs, see you next time.
Yeah.
We've got to do all that. Otherwise, it would feel really rude for us.
Yeah. And I don't mean it in a rude way. I'm just like, one less person that you have to say goodbye to. I'm making your life as a host easier.
Okay.
I just disappear into the night. Gone.
Wow.
I got to go now. Time for me to go. Yeah. And I don't recall getting any negative blowback for it.
Well, it's because you're not there.
And it was my daughter that it actually, I guess, kind of told me what that is. You know, she goes, Dad, that's an Irish goodbye. And I go, yeah, is that a bad thing? She goes, well, some people don't like it.
Ah, see?
No. All right. I'm just being honest, Greg.
No, I get it.
And well, yeah, I know you're being honest, too.
I guess it depends how big of a crowd it is, too, because, if you just suddenly, it's hard to just disappear if there's six people there.
Oh, no. Yeah, then you don't do it at all. And if clearly the host is, easily within reach, then yes, of course I want to acknowledge that, I had a great time and enjoyed it, et cetera. But you can always do that later, too. You can always text and say, hey, you were busy there when I had to go, but had a great time, et cetera, et cetera.
That would never cross my mind, I guess.
But the reason these experts are giving you some advice is because they're saying there is value in that. There is value in saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to do it in a way that is very courteous and very quick and not saying probably and hemming and hawing.
Gotcha.
Because then you're not going to end up leaving.
Well, for me, most people already know that I've got to get up early.
Yes.
So that's kind of a given that I'm, unless Jen makes me stay at the very last, that, I've got to get up 3:00. And so, they understand.
Yeah. I think people, when they know your schedule, especially if anything weekday or whatever. Well, that's why I don't even go. Yeah. I don't have to say goodbye.
No, you don't say hello.
Yeah, because when people are saying hello, I'm like...
Well, Saturday nights, I think people also, they do know that we get up and go to church the next morning, but, you know, that's not till 7, so we can still stay up relatively late.
For you, that's sleeping in.
Oh, absolutely.
Not for most people, but yeah, definitely.
Well, Very interesting.
Well, I'm just trying to school the people, and even though I may lack the culture and refinement, I can still, once again, extol these pearls of wisdom to you all, even though I don't necessarily live by them.
So
I learned that from my father.
Do as I say, not as I do?
You never got to meet him. But it's amazing how you just channeled
him. I could channel where you were going there. Oh, yeah.
Hey, do not forget Road to Bethlehem. That is this weekend, December 12th, 13th, and 14th at Camp Kalakwa. For more information, visit campkalakwa.com or find it on Facebook. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky. We're going to make it an awesome day. Together we shall. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:51, 9 minutes till 7 o'clock. Welcome. It's a chilly start to your morning. Make sure you're a little bit bundled up and prepared for that. And the New York Times, this is an interesting piece. Now, it's actually in the New York Post. Daniel McCarthy, it's an opinion piece. And it's very accurate. He said, the New York Times, they've invented a new genre of reporting, covering big stories showing Democrats in a bad light years after the events that matter. Yeah. At the tail end of 2025, which is what we're experiencing now, the Times has broken the news that the Biden administration flooded the country with illegal immigrants.
What?
Yes.
Is this a new breaking news story?
Well, to the New York Times, apparently is.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, partly for ideological and partisan reasons, but partly out of sheer incompetence. Who knew? The nearly 4,000-word story by Christopher Flavell, with 14 colleagues contributing additional reporting and research, is simply, it's certainly well-sourced, but it's not like any of these are new facts. These are facts that came to light for the vast majority of us a long time ago, like as in nearly 5 years ago. It dissects Biden's immigration misdeeds and missteps over each of his 4 years in office. Great. But why didn't you do that while the guy was actually in power? Yeah, immigration isn't suddenly an issue today. It's been the biggest domestic story since COVID ended, and even before COVID, going all the way back to 2016. Donald Trump put immigration at the forefront of presidential politics. Now, in private, Democrats close to Biden were discussing the crisis all along and knew his agenda would only make it worse. Mr. Biden's policy advisor sounded the alarm before he even won the election. In August of 2020, several aides wrote a memo cautioning Mr. Biden's inner circle that his promise of lighter immigration enforcement, coupled with pent-up demand from the Trump years and economic hardship from COVID, could provoke a spike in border crossings.
Well, looky there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Democrats were fully aware of what they were getting the country into, and they did it anyway, which is something that, you know, I and many others have said all along. Because even some Republicans or so-called, you know, conservative talkers or whatever, they would say something like, you know, that Biden was messing up or Biden's making mistakes at the border. It's like, no.
He knew what he was doing.
It was extremely purposeful from day one. So their voters, Democrat voters, I guess, weren't aware because the media didn't do the unflinching reporting necessary to inform them. Not until just now, at least in the case of the New York Times, right?
That late?
Yeah. This is the Biden senility story all over again. You know, after the fact, it was funny how the mainstream media, the lamestream media, all of a sudden acknowledged that, Biden was slipping.
Oh, everybody
Remember
knew.
That?
Everybody knew.
Yeah. Right. even when the president was visibly failing, liberals in the media dismissed what was right in front of their eyes.
Yep.
A friend who was a lonely conservative columnist at another of the nation's major metropolitan newspapers told me that one subject he was explicitly forbidden to write about was Biden's age and infirmity.
Wow.
This code of silence has backfired spectacularly, saddling the Democrats with not one, but two unelectable candidates at the top of their presidential ticket last year, and leaving the left in a state of shock that Americans really did know what was happening with immigration and really were mad about it.
Huh.
Better late than never, though, right?
Maybe.
How Biden ignored warnings, lost Americans' faith in immigration, does teach an important lesson beyond the one that happens when radical policies go uncriticized by the media and internal criticisms by sane Democrats get ignored. It also showcases the success of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's strategy of busing the border crisis straight into blue cities. Of course, our, you know, Governor DeSantis did similar things. Democrats throughout the country could ignore the consequences of mass immigration as long as the brunt of its impact was taken by Texas and other border states. Yeah. So it's a very interesting piece that points out how all of a sudden the New York Times discovered the border crisis. It's,
wow.
I mean, it's, we're not shocked by it, but I mean, how can they look themselves in the mirror knowing that, you know, they never or rarely covered one of the biggest stories that was occurring in America at the time, which was this flooding of immigrants across our borders. It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Coming up next, a book for five-year-olds that is going to upset you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.